Amen. It's time for the word. Amen. Once again, we're dealing with faith. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 31. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 31. The lesson tonight is works of faith. Paul said we are saved by faith, not by works. Everybody say amen. And for a while, they thought there was a controversy because James was saying that you need to have works if you got faith. But we're going to clear that up tonight because they're both talking about the very same thing. I am glad that I'm saved by faith, looking forward to the cross. I'm glad I don't have to work my way to heaven. Amen. I'm glad there's nothing I can do that can get me there because I would never get there. I'm glad it's because of the grace of Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life that I'm getting to heaven. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 31, by faith. Everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
The harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. I'm going to say that again. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish. Would you bow your heads with me tonight? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's here. Have your way in this place, God. I need your anointing, Lord. I bind anything that would try to bind up this service. I loose your people that they might receive. God, I pray tonight when we leave here, we could say, surely we've been in the presence of an almighty God. And our faith is built up. And so, God, we give it honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Turn around and shake your neighbor's hand. Say, works of faith. Praise the Lord. This week, we're going to talk about a lady who lived in Jericho. And she was a harlot. And I looked up the definition of harlot in the Hebrew and in the Greek. You know what it means? Harlot. And it could even mean worse than that, but we're not going down that track. Literally, she was a prostitute. She made her money selling sex. How many's glad what you used to be can't be held accountable to what you are now? Amen. And I'm sure tonight if we all had to stand up and say what we used to be and where we came from, none of us would stand up. Amen. Amen. But thank God we're not what we used to be. Joshua sent spies into Jericho. And when they got in there, the news was out that there was spies in the land. And so this harlot took them in and hid them. And she made an oath. And let's just go through this one at a time. The word Jericho in the Greek is a place of fragrance. It is a representation of the flesh. How many knows the first thing you got to destroy to get to the promises? You got to get rid of the desires of this thing. You've got to bring this thing under subjection. Paul said, when I would want to do good, I didn't. I found another law in my members. He said, but if you walk in the flesh, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you walk in the spirit, you will fulfill the lust of the spirit. Somebody say amen. And that we can bring this flesh under subjection to the will of God by sacrificing it as a living sacrifice daily, which is our reasonable worship. Are you still with me?
Amen.
So here is a harlot, a prostitute, and she's in Jericho, and she sees an opportunity to change or to better herself. Sometimes opportunities come in and go out, and we miss our opportunity. Don't never miss your divine appointment. Don't never miss that opportunity of bettering yourself. And so she seen an opportunity. Let's go a little bit further. Her works. Everybody turn to James, the second chapter and the 26th verse. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Man, that's a strong statement. Faith without works is dead. Our faith is seen by our works. James 2 and 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Even devils believe and tremble. In other words, demons and devils believe in God, but that don't mean they have faith. What James is saying is, just don't tell me you believe. What are you doing? I've got to say that again. Don't just tell me you believe. What are you doing? How many believe that God is able to meet your financial needs? Amen. Then what are you doing? How many believe that God is able to heal you? Amen. Then what are you doing? How many believe that God is able to do a miracle in your marriage and in your family? Then what are you doing? Are you speaking negative? Are you acting negative? Or are you putting your trust in God and beginning to speak positive and act positive? In other words, don't tell me God is able and then you act like he's not. I don't know how anybody can be sad and sorry and be a Christian. Listen, Pastor Fred, I don't understand how people go through things without Jesus Christ. I don't know how people go through things without faith, knowing that our God will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. I don't know how people go through things without knowing that every step I take has been ordered by God. He knows my coming in and he knows my going out. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about having faith, but put in action to your faith. Oh, I believe that ice right there is thick enough to get, we can get on it. Don't think I will. Oh, I don't think I got any amens there. See, putting our faith to works. How is the world going to know that Evangel Church of God has faith? By our actions and by our works. Works does not save us. Works does not justify us. Faith does. But if we have that faith, then our works will go on with that. So how many believe? Even the devils believe. Amen. They believe and they tremble. Do you remember when Jesus got off the boat in the land of Gadarenes? And there was a demon-possessed man in the tombs, and the demon-possessed man came out to him. Now, if you're demon-possessed, you're controlled by demons. You don't have your own will. So when the demon-possessed man fell down and began to worship Jesus, you know who was doing that? The demons were recognizing who he was and began to fall down and worship him. And then listen what they said. They said, Jesus, have you come to torment us already? They already know they lost the battle. They already know where they're going. Amen. They just wanted to know if it was happening right now. Somebody needs to say amen. Listen, when you get out of bed in the morning, put your feet on the ground. Let the devil know, a Holy Ghost-filled child of God, a man of power, a woman of power, has got up again. Amen. Just don't tell me you believe. Act like you believe. Do you believe he's given you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, then start treading upon them? Amen. Don't let the devil beat you around anymore. When you get out of bed, the devil ought to go, oh my, they're on the move again. Amen. When you go in your job, the devil ought to say, here they come again. Amen. See, we ought not be afraid of him. You see, some of us go home at night and the lights are off and we get ready to step into our bedroom and the devil goes, boo, and we go, oh. He goes, I'm in here. And we're like, come on, everybody. And then we reach down there, turn on the light. And then we go in. Next time you go home and you go to step in your bedroom and the devil says, boo, I'm in here. Say, well, get ready. I'm coming in and you've got to go. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Because there's power in it. I'm talking about acting with faith. It is time for the church to rise up, quit being beaten down and defeated, and be victorious. Child or children of the living God. Amen. I'm talking about walking and talking in faith. Well, see, if I believe if we get this, come Sunday morning, you're going to come in praising God. We're not going to have to pump you up. You're just going to, because you know who you are. Amen. You know who you are. Well, I don't feel like it. It doesn't matter what you feel. What you know is that you're a child of God. Amen. I'm talking about moving and having works of faith. James said, don't tell me you believe and you don't have any works. Well, you got works, I got faith. No. I got faith, therefore I have works. Because faith has works, and without works, faith is dead. I mean, James just put it on there. Just like your spirit leaving your body, there's no life in faith if you don't have works. And so the devil likes to attack us to get us discouraged, down, depressed, give up. Oh, man, what's the use? No, that's not works of faith. Everybody listen to me. The devil uses fear and doubt like God uses faith. When you start having works of fear and doubt, you are giving strength to the enemy in your life. When you start walking around depressed, discouraged, and you're giving power to the enemy in your life. But if you walk around in faith with actions of faith, you are given strength of God in your life. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about moving in faith. I'm talking about moving in victory. Amen. Last night I told the ladies that you first got your first win. Now you know you can do it. Let's win the rest of them. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I believe the church just needs to rise up and say, there is nothing impossible for my God. I'm going to march forward when it looks like it's too hard. I'm going to do it anyway because I believe my God is able. You can call them fanatics. You can call them terrorism. But listen to me. You talk about faith and works of faith in your religion and in your dead God to strap bombs to yourself and blow yourself up, you gotta admit they have faith. But the problem is their God is dead. I said their God is dead. He's in a tomb somewhere. That's where his remains are. But I want you to know there's an empty tomb. Our God lives and reigns. I wish somebody would have enough faith to stand up for God and say, I believe and I'm going to walk in that belief. Oh, that's good preaching right there. Whew. If I can get some of you excited about that, is we'd win this city. No one would walk down the streets that didn't know Jesus Christ lived and reigned. Amen. I heard a story about a church that went into an evangelism program, and every week they picked out a different person to go witness to. This week, they said, this week, every bald man you see, you have to witness to. That was their plan. Every bald man you see, you have to witness to. And the evangelism pastor, he gave it out. He said, praise God. Amen. Going down the road, he parks his car and starts walking, and there's a big old crane up in the air. And a guy sticks his head out, and he's bald. His first instinct was, God, I didn't see that. But the sun was shining off of it. You know what he did? He began to climb up the ladder. Got all the way up there, knocked on the door, scared the man in the crane to death. He said, what are you doing here? He said, our church is telling every bald man we meet about Jesus Christ. And I saw that you're bald, and I had to get up here and tell you about Jesus. He said, are you crazy? You could have fell. You don't have a helmet. You don't know what you're doing. Are you crazy? He said, yes, I am. I'm crazy about Jesus Christ. And then he said, let me tell you why I'm crazy about Jesus Christ. My family was split up. I was an alcoholic. I was lost on my way to hell, but I ran into Jesus Christ, and he healed me. He put my family back together. And guess what? The man in the crane was getting ready to get divorced, and his family was all tears begin to run down his eyes. He won him to Lord that day. He's still a faithful member of the church. I wish somebody would have enough God to say, I believe my God is able. Man, that's good stuff. So next week, everybody witnesses to a bald man. Hallelujah. Listen to Rahab's faith. She said, I know. Here's a harlot. It says, I know the Lord has given you this land. I know it. Your God has given you people this land. I know. Terror, she said, terror has fallen upon everyone. Everybody has heard what God did for you in Egypt. Everybody has heard about God spreading the Red Sea. And you're walking across on dry land. See, some of you don't know why you're going through what you're going through. It is just a witness for somebody else. Amen. Somebody is seeing what you're going through and going, listen, I know what you went through, and I've seen what God did in your life. So therefore, I know. Amen. Amen. This is what she said. The Lord, your God, he is God in heaven. Above him, on earth and beneath. She said, I know your God is the God in heaven. How did she know? Because she heard what God had done. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Now here's this little harlot woman. She's got her house of prostitution, red lights in the window, and she hears about what God is doing for Egypt. She finds out they're coming her way. There's two spies, two Israelites here in the town. What do I need to do? I need to change sides. I need to change. Things are not looking good for me. See, I'm going to give you an opportunity to shout in a minute. We're going to get there in a minute, but you just got to follow with me. I know your God is the God of heaven. He's above and beneath. He's God of everything. I know that. So what's your works? She said, this is what it says in James. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? What was her works? She hid those guys. when the city came and said, where are they at? We've got to kill them. She hit them on the roof. She hit them away. And she told a not true truth. She said, they taken off, and you better chase them and go get them. Then she made an oath with them. Listen to her words. I know you're getting this city. I know God has already given you this city. So now, because I hid you, gentlemen, and took care of you, I want you to make an oath with me that me or my mother, my father, my family will be okay. And she let them out of her window. And she said, now you got to make an oath with me. And this is what they said. They said, every person in your house, get them in your house. And you put this scarlet thread in the window. When we come in, we make an oath to you, they're going to be all right. Amen. Now, are you ready? Not all the wall came down. Oh, when God showed me this, I was shouting around my office. Are you ready? Joshua 2 and 15. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. Wow. You see, when the walls came down, there was one little section that was still standing. I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. When the walls came down, there was one little, oh, I feel led of the Lord to tell somebody today, not all the walls coming down. Amen. Though our economy is coming down, not all the wall is coming down. Amen. Though it's going all wrong around us, not all the wall is coming down, because I've got a contract with the God of, oh my Lord, help me, Jesus. Not all the wall is coming down. Amen. Here they're marching around. They get to the seventh time, around the seventh time. They blow the trumpet. They shout, the walls all come down. Can you imagine everybody in the city? All right. Why didn't Rahab's house come down? We live better than Rahab. I got more money than Rahab. My house is nicer than Rahab. What does Rahab have that we don't have? Rahab had faith, but she had works, for therefore she acted on her faith. And when the walls came down, Rahab's house was still. I wish somebody would praise God tonight. I'm here to tell you, if you'll just believe, God will do the miracles in your life, but you've got to put action to your faith. Amen. Now, that ain't all that happened. And she became part of Abraham's promise. Wow. See, they took her and her family out and destroyed everything, took her out and engrafted her into the family of Abraham. I wish I had about 30 minutes to talk to you about the fact that you have been engrafted. You've been taken out of Jericho, and you've been engrafted into the promises of Abraham. Oh, you didn't deserve to be here. I said you didn't deserve to be here. I can't imagine, you know, if it was me, I'd have took that scarlet thread with me. And when somebody, when the next time they go to the camp and all the tents up and everybody goes, what's the harlot doing here? I'd lift up the scarlet and said, I'm not a harlot. I am of the promise of Abraham. Hallelujah. I wish the devil would know tonight, I'm not what I used to be, but I am of the promise of Abraham. Why does she get the good stuff? She had faith. But not just faith, she put action to her faith. Why is God blessing Evangel Church of God? Because we're not just talking it, we're walking it. Well, I've got to say that again. We're not just talking it. We're walking it. Amen. We love one another. We stand on the promises of God. The word of God is true. We love to worship and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He still is God of the church. He still is Lord of the church. Somebody say amen. And when we come to the place where we begin to own the church and it's got to be our way, then we're not putting faith and works to action in our lives. I don't see it yet, but it's coming. Amen. The best Amen. Is yet to come. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, we're talking about our men's retreat. God has already given me in prayer. God has given me. Last year it was men of war. This year we are men of power. Amen. And we're going to talk about the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about being a powerful man of God. Anybody hear me? We're going to talk about taking our families back, taking our finances back. We're going to talk about standing on the promises of God. So here's what I want you to do, men. Every time you greet one another, put faith into works and say, how you doing, man of power? Amen. Hallelujah. Just God to talk to you, man of power. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? And we're going to build it up and we're going to walk in it. I don't feel too strong. It don't matter what you feel. It matters what his word says. We're not going by feeling. We're going by works. Somebody say amen. Right now, every man in the place, get up and find another brother and tell him, welcome, man of power. Hallelujah. You better get ready, wives. You better get ready, women. God's going to break hell, and he's going to give a revival in our men, and we're going to become men of power. Hallelujah. Now, you ready for the next? Listen to the next. Listen to the next. She went from a harlot's house to a throne room. Matthew 1 and 5, Salmon begat Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begat Obed by Ruth. Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David, the king. David the king begat Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. And then it goes down a few more chapters too, and Mary begot Jesus. Wow. Not only was she engrafted in the promises of Abraham, there was a boy in there that said, wow, here's a pretty lady. Anybody know who she is? She's a woman of faith. Hallelujah. You see, our actions today don't just affect today. Amen. They affect tomorrow. Amen. Next week. A year from now. 2 years from now. Amen. When your children grow up, they ought to know that you was a man and a woman of faith. Amen. Even if they're not serving God, when they get in trouble, they need to call you on the phone. Amen. Mom, Dad, I'm in trouble. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. And then they need to call them and say, thanks for praying. Everything worked out. Hallelujah. See, our actions today is more what you're going through. When you stand up, God can make a difference in your life. But you just can't say you believe. You got to act like you believe. And sometimes I just pray that God don't come back in the middle of praise and worship. Because no liars are going to heaven. Amen. When we're singing, I will dance like David danced, and we refuse to dance. See, you know, some of you, the devil's lied to you and told you you ain't got no rhythm. I got news for you. This isn't a talent contest. No, nobody's watching. Woo, hallelujah. What are you talking about? I'm talking faith, into action. Amen. Do you believe? Yes. Every day we as human beings put faith into action. We get up in the morning, we go to a car, we put a key in it, we turn the key, believing it's going to start. And when we don't, we kick that car. Every night we lay down believing that our doors and windows are going to keep us safe. We go to doctors believing they're going to make us better. If we didn't, we wouldn't go. Amen. We're putting faith in them. And let me tell you something. There's some great doctors. There's three angels that I thank God for every day. And that is our family doctor, who sent my wife to go get a colonoscopy, the surgeon, and her oncologist. Amen. Thank God for them every day. And I never forget when we was in talking with the surgeon, and we were told he was the best. And he said to us, this was in January, and he said, well, we're going to operate in March. And my wife said, you think we need to do this sooner? And he pushed a thing of folders out like this. He said, if someone can do operation on you tomorrow, you don't want to have surgery on them. See all these people I'm doing surgery on? He said, that's because I'm the best. I said, Doc, you got the job. Amen. We went to the hospital for the pre-op, and all the nurses come by and said, ooh, you got the best. You got the best. And they said, when he speaks here, it's like God speaking. I'm thinking, thank God we got the best. I would have never went to him if he would have said, well, you know, I might be able to do this. I've failed a few times. Sorry, Doc, don't want to come to you. Why would anybody want to listen to you witness to them if you're, you know, maybe I'll make it today. Maybe I'll have victory today. No, 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 no. I know my Redeemer lives. And I'm going to be all right. I'm going to make it. Amen. That's what people want to hear. So they're going to look at our faith. So we've got to put our faith into action. And our faith moves in works. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. I want you to stand with me tonight.